The Assembly Democrats' plan on ethics includes a limit on outside income. Legislators would also not be allowed to receive a salary from a law firm simply in exchange for allowing the firm to use the lawmaker's name on their letterhead. The proposed changes are in response to the conviction of both former leaders of the legislature on multiple corruption charges. They were accused and convicted of essentially monetizing their positions of power in the legislature to illegally earn millions of dollars. The Senate Republican proposal does not include any limits to outside income. The Senate leader has said he doesn't believe in it. Governor Cuomo supports severely restricting lawmakers' outside income. While the governor placed the proposals in his State of the State message, he's not actively pushed them since. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the lack of strong proposals and any meaningful action are a rebuke to the public, where polls show 90% of people want state government cleaned up.
I'm shocked. This is appalling. This is the way that the government is supposed to deal with big problems, is just to kick the can? It's stunning that the governor has abdicated the bully pulpit on this issue.
Horner's group, along with Common Cause and the League of Women Voters, are also finding fault with the Assembly's plan, which they say seems to be rather arbitrary and has as many holes in it as Swiss cheese. Under the Democrats' proposal, lawmakers' outside income would be limited in an unusual means. It would be 40% of the current salary of a state Supreme Court judge, or $70,000. Common Cause's Susan Lerner is puzzled over how they came up with that.
And the other provisions are similarly vague, written in a way as is typical, unfortunately, for our legislature, so that the provisions can be interpreted six or seven different ways, depending on how the interpreter feels it would be most advantageous for him or herself.
The Assembly is once again proposing closing a loophole in campaign finance laws that allows limited liability companies to skirt donation limits for corporations and individuals. The Assembly bill would force LLCs to reveal who is behind them and subject those individuals to existing donor limits. Governor Cuomo also backs closing the LLC loophole, but the measures have never become law. Lerner with Common Cause says while the proposals are admirable, the real measure of success will be an actual enacted law.
But right now there do not appear to be negotiations. There just appear to be, you know, statements that are made in the abstract without any real political muscle behind it.
The reform groups have been speaking out every week, but they concede that they've so far had little impact other than to anger the governor. His spokesman recently turned tables and accused the groups of being part of the Capitol's problems, something they deny. They've said they don't have access to large amounts of money that other lobby groups have. They also believe that lawmakers may have made a cynical calculation, that the ongoing corruption scandals won't affect them at the polls in November, says Horner.
That there is no electoral threat to inaction.
The group say so far the only individual with any influence on curbing corruption in Albany is U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. He successfully prosecuted the legislative leaders as well as several other lesser lawmakers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.